According to the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, voters in all 10 cities with Bring the Troops Home referenda passed those measures. In most cases, the margin of victory was wide. In Milwaukee, for example, the ballot question won by about 50,000 votes. Wisconsin Network Vice Chair Janet Parker says the results aren't surprising, given public opinion polls showing most people are unhappy with the Iraq War. Parker hopes the referenda results send a message to Congress to yank the purse strings from the Bush administration.
Congress has the power to make and to end war. The Vietnam War was ended by acts of Congress. They pulled the funding on the Vietnam War when Nixon was still strongly in favor of carrying on, and that's what we're hopeful will happen soon.
Parker says it'll take some time to make an orderly withdrawal of troops from Iraq, but she says she hopes the pullback begins right away. Parker notes that troop withdrawal referenda also won yesterday in Illinois and Massachusetts. At her re-election party last night, Milwaukee Democratic Representative Gwen Moore said a change of course in Iraq will be suggested to the White House.
I think we're going to probably realistically look at what can be done in Iraq and at least come up with some benchmarks for how to convey the message to the Iraqi people that they need to gain command over their own futures, their own resources.
The peace movement did suffer one setback. Voters in the Republican stronghold of Ozaukee County passed an advisory referendum to keep fighting in Iraq until organized terrorism is eliminated. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.